Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith. Get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for January 25th, 2014. Today I'm doing a show on quantum net reality, mainstreaming the 2014 vision. There are those who are listening, perhaps, who have received the email I sent out to my list. Anyone can sign up for my list when I published for the Cosmic Love Show, usually talking points and concepts that we can be talking about today. If you'd like, those who've done this and are interested and are coming to the show because they're interested, they can call in the different toll-free numbers. There's the toll-free 888-627-6008. That's U.S. and Canada. There's also a line 1-530-327-7602. So, and that those phone numbers are on the BBS homepage for channel 1, which we're on. So, if you would be interested in calling in later in the show or during the show, if there's something that interests you and you have some co-measurement with the subject of quantum net reality, I'd be glad to discuss it with you. So I'm going to go into this. Some of those who know the routine are aware that I quite often will publish an article introducing the show when I'm giving a presentation on a subject, and I will provide a lot of different links. So it's really the introduction I give with the links is almost like the introduction to a book with the chapters of the book being in the hyperlinks. Those who are interested in different aspects of the show material that I sent out to the list, you can click on the links and go more in-depth into the subject matter. So those who are interested in the subject of quantum reality, the quantum shift, the big shift of energetics of the planet, consciousness, what's going on, here in 2014 in particular, I mean, what's going on now? What's the big buzz with this quantum awakening, you might say? Now, you can certainly look at the show material that I've sent out for the Cosmic Love Show that's on the introduction page for Cosmic Love. And there's links there. You can go to the full article. There at the bottom of that page for more in-depth information regarding what I'll be discussing today. You can click on that and get more of an overview that I'll be kind of the talking points I'll be running through. Again, I'm covering a lot of bases here, so there's different triggers, you might say, for different people with this understanding or interest in quantum reality, what's going on with this shift to an understanding of the electrical universe, the quantum energy fields of the universe, and our understanding of that and how that understanding shapes, our reality. So I'll be going into that. So this is Christopher Rudy, and I'm doing the show today here from my office studio here in Montana. And I love it with the internet. You can, network with people all over the world and with the archive shows. And people can respond to me, again, with my email address that I have on my show page, my profile page. So keep in touch. If this interests you, I'd love to have your feedback. So I'm going to go into a little bit about what's been going on with the shift, you might say, in consciousness with the computer internet revolution the last 33 years. And I think that's important because there is a shift in our communication styles with the internet and communication processes and a shift with our knowledge power, which has gone exponential, and with search engines and all the knowledge of the world, so to speak, at your fingertips. There's been a big, shift in quantum net reality because net reality now is a global phenomena. It is of an instant, everywhere, interactive nature. And because of this, you have people all over the world who are having a sense of, we are the family of man in a global village. And it again, I want to reference this, the importance of the concept of the electronic age that we live in, and with the internet, that the communications have become, you might say, simulsensory. When I say instant, everywhere, and interactive, there's this new consciousness evolving in our social networks. And you might say a collective conscience is evolving in our social networks. So I, the introduction to this show, you know, that recording that was played gives a little bit of an orientation to my take on this phenomena with the internet and net reality with the internet and the next phase of this that we're coming into, and then I'll be talking about today, is, you might say, the internet. The internet is a function of our collective consciousness, is also a function of the quantum field. In other words, we're kind of moving towards what's sometimes referred to as etherealization or ephemeralization, whereby less is more. And we've seen this with the evolution of the computer internet revolution, from the emphasis on hardware, you know, IBM, to software, Microsoft, to NetWare, Netscape, whereby the computer became the network of computers. And now we're seeing, after hardware, software, and NetWare, we're seeing emerge what's being called heartware, with heart coherence in the networks. And this concept of heart coherence in social networks as a biofeedback standard, there's links on that. You can go and read about it. But the concept of biofeedback as with the standard of heart coherence, which is like a standard of coherent conscience as a function of heart rhythms, that I've talked about this in previous shows, and you can read the links on it. There is a frequency that you might say is the frequency of holy compassion, or scientifically, it's the golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm that biofeedback can register to let you know when you're in your heart or not, or when the person you're talking to is in your heart or not, or when an entire social network, you might say, is coherent in terms of their interaction. Interaction can be monitored with this biofeedback interface that lets, you know, a whole social network know when they're responding to different parts of a video or an audio or a program, whether who's in their heart and who's not. Not individually as far as persons, but as far as a field, a representation of the field and how that works. I've explained that with the links. Some are more interested in that, this concept of heartware, how that works as far as you might say a 3D interface for the holodeck between your ears with three numbers in sequence. I've explained this in previous shows. You can read about it on your own with the links that I provide regarding hardware. So this is a huge thing, this understanding of the energy field, the quantum field, and how there's a frequencies involved that is actually a function of coherence in the heart, heart coherence. Subject fascinates me. I've had on the show this last year Dan Winter, who is the pioneer of heart coherence technology, and I provide several links to the material about Dan in this article regarding heart coherence. And Dan Winter's work with heart coherence is very practical. He's developed actually an application for the iPhone, I think it's for $18, that will actually show when you're talking to someone whether you're in heart coherence or not, and also whether the person you're talking with is in heart coherence. And the value of that as far as being centered and connected, you might say, in your heart, with this frequency of holy compassion, this golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm, this natural frequency, which is all through the fractal order of the holographic universe. Well, that's saying a lot, but we now know that the whole universe is a fractal geometry all through it. The fields within fields have the geometric fields that follow certain laws and principles, and one of the first principles is coherence with this frequency, which is universal. That's from an atomic to the galactic. This principle of heart coherence is directly related to the core principles of quantum physics. And torus fields within the heart, within the human aura, there's a torus field around the Earth, torus field around our solar system and around our galaxy. And these fields within fields are all, you might say, harmonized or standardized or regulated by certain coherent principles, and the core principle is the principle of what we understand in our own hearts is heart coherence. And we've heard that expression that love heals all. Well, heart coherence heals all. It has the healing effect in the cells and atoms of your body. In other words, the energy, bioenergetics of your body, which is the cause behind the biomechanics of the body. You know, in other words, you have the ultramolecular energetics fields within fields, which are really the cause behind the cause of physical health. And I'm going to be going into that a little bit more, this understanding of quantum medicine, as well as quantum computing, and, of course, quantum energy in terms of free energy, the zero-point energy, quantum field energy that can be used to power our homes, our cars, industry. I'll be going into that a little bit, too. That's the work of Foster Gamble. Links with his information, what he's been doing with the Thrive movement, and he's really focused on the subject of free energy or zero point energy, or that's becoming more and more available as people become aware of it and are actually increasingly implementing it or and asking for it to replace what we're seeing. With petrochemical pollution, Fukushima radiation pollution. In other words, there are alternatives to what's going on with the pollution of our environmental life support systems, our air, food, and water, with nuclear energy, power stations, and petrochemical coal burning and oil burning gas power stations. So that's kind of a little bit of an overview of what I'm going to be going into today. I think it's important to give the background of that conscious evolution has brought us to this point with this different phases, of the computer internet revolution, from massive mainframe computers, IBM, to desktop personal computers, you know, Microsoft personal computers, to the internet, and now to the understanding of networks, social conscience evolving in social networks. So I'm going to be referencing this concept of conscious evolution more so in terms of the quantum field and where we are with quantum awakening, you might say. Excuse me. And where we're at, where we're going, and how we're going to get there. So I like the one thought form with this image. It's actually a quote by Eckhart Tolle. It says, "You are the universe expressing itself as the human for a little while." This is an infographic on the content material I provided with the show. And it goes on to say, there's a quote where I talk about basically the power of belief and this understanding of we are what we believe, we become what we believed, and that our belief systems, some people refer to that as BS, belief systems, is really defines who we are. And I don't mean it in a negative sense, but each of their own BS, you know, their own belief system. And this is really, seminal to the understanding of quantum reality and quantum fields. Our belief systems really define what goes on with quantum reality. And you can say, obviously, that, you know, what you believe between your ears determines, you know, what's real in the whole world. So believing it so, anything so, it doesn't necessarily make it so, but belief definitely has a power. And this is quantum reality. This is quantum science, that your attention, you might say, your belief and your, where you put your attention on anything will affect the quantum field. Now, this is kind of common sense to a lot of people that understand how thoughts have wings. In other words, how does it, extrasensory perception actually work, ESP actually work? I mean, it's been well documented in the laboratory. There's been all kinds of examples and research, and over the years I've provided videos and numerous examples of how extrasensory phenomena is all operating by natural law. And people are awakening to what we call, I call thinning of the veil, what's going on with now the quantum field is being surging, you might say. Some people say it's thinning. Some people say it's surging with galactic alignment. What's going on at this time with precession of the equinoxes and the alignment of our solar system with the galactic plane, which is a process of in a 25,800-year cycle. Our entire solar system orbits up and across and intersects the galactic plane as it orbits around our Milky Way galaxy. It's orbiting up and across about two-thirds out in the Milky Way galaxy is our solar system, and it orbits up and across in a sine wave curve, the galactic plane of what, hundreds of billions of star systems. So this is the background story, you might say, of the acceleration of everything on the planet, the acceleration of civilization, of technology, of the accelerated rate of change. Is because there's this surge in the field, the quantum field, the source field. And I have numerous links on that in my articles over the years for those who are relatively new to the show. This understanding of, you know, we are in the universe and the universe is in us. We're just energy. You know, we think we appear to be physical. You know, you look at your hand and you see your fingers and they look physical enough, but we now know it's just, you know, in the larger scheme of things, you know, we are just energy. Our souls incarnate into this physical body, and, you know, the physical body dies, but soul goes on, and, you know, life's a hoot, and then you reboot. So I'm very interested in this eternal progression of the soul subject, and what's going on with human evolution, Earth's evolutions, at this time with this accelerating rate of change, and the question people ask me all the time, well, where is it going, and what will that look like, and how will that work? Well, that's kind of what the show's about today. So we're going to be discussing, and again, if this is something that some listener is really interested in and would like to discuss in more detail, you can call in. This is a call-in show. Otherwise, I'm comfortable with just talking on. The show will be archived. People will be listening to it in the future. And maybe I won't be discovered, so to speak, or people are even interested till much later. And who knows? Could happen tomorrow. You know, I like to see things happening now and refer to things and talk about things now, what's going on with this discovery process in 2014. There's increasing number of people that are discovering this subject and intrigued with it, fascinated with it, because they realize that the understanding of quantum science is really understanding of how we shape not only our own conscious evolution process, but also a global net reality and social conscience within our social networks. It's all related. And we're living in a time that there's a lot of future shock, but there's so many changes so fast, and there's so much new technology and new everything, and that people tend to get overwhelmed, information overload. And actually, this has a mind-numbing effect that is just as deleterious as sensory deprivation. So a lot of people are, you know, are overwhelmed with this subject and don't go there because it doesn't fit their comfort zone. And other people really want to know, you know, what in the world is going on with this whole quantum subject. I mean, you can go to the far side with this, with the subject of UFOs and how they are interdimensional and how they'll pop into, you know, view and then pop out of view. And what's going on, you know, with this multidimensional reality in the quantum field where frequencies and vibrations will change and our perceptions change because of it. And what's real and what's not real is a function of the field, the quantum field, and how, you know, our conscious evolution individually and collectively is a function of that understanding. So I'm going to ask a few questions here to kind of ground what I'm talking about. Are you aware that quantum energy technologies, we're talking about power, energy power technologies, could now liberate global humanity from the petrochemical toxins and radioactive waste that are poisoning our air, water, food, and the Earth's natural life support systems? In other words, I mean, did you know that these technologies exist? Now, I've given a link in the copy I provided with this material, and you can actually see the Foster Gamble of the Thrive Movement go into reporting from what happened at a recent conference they had in Boulder, Colorado, on free energy technologies, the state of the arts. I mean, he has the website of the Thrive Movement has all kinds of material, information on free energy technologies. And the subject is fascinating. If you want to understand, you know, that from the vacuum of space, what we call space, that there's energy that can be tapped, and with very inexpensive, meaning mass production, devices for the homes, for cars, for industry, we would be past all this interest in nuclear power and petrochemical power stations and coal-burning power stations. We would be past that. And the technology exists now. And the economics and politics of why we have a system that's killing us and poisoning us is simply because people aren't aware there's an alternative and really don't demand it and are victims of the old paradigm of control rather than liberation, you might say. Excuse me. So, just as there's free energy technologies, you might say, from the vacuum of space that could, you know, power our homes and industries and our cars, I mean, clean, free energy. Just in the same way, there are quantum healing technologies. Now, I'm more familiar with this. I had a holistic health clinic in the early 90s where I helped pioneer one of the first biofeedback quantum medicine energy technologies for electrodiagnostics of the energy meridians of the body and pretesting the effects of homeopathics and nutritionals in the electrical circuits of the body. Now, this is very advanced technology now. The founders of it that I worked with of the technology had to go to Eastern Europe, one step ahead of the feds, because the whole paradigm of quantum medicine, energy medicine, is a challenge to the deeply entrenched drug-based medicine, which is based on the chemistry of disease and not the chemistry of, you know, the energies of health. It's based on the chemistry of disease. That's our existing medical system. And again, the politics and economics are far more complex than the science of quantum medicine. Quantum, I mean, you know, it won't be long, whether it's a few years or a decade, you know, before we look back at this time of drug-based medicine as it is, as being the Dark Ages. And the same thing with the use of petrochemical fuels and nuclear power stations. We'll look back at that as Dark Ages. As a matter of fact, anyone that has an understanding of the potential right now, it's like we can see that, you know, we're clearly in the Dark Ages. So, you know, quantum awakening is just realizing, you know, where this is going, what this will look like, you know, and of course wondering, well, how soon are we going to get there? It's part of the big question. Well, first, you know, with my three different holistic health centers I've had over about 30 years, the first thing I would try to focus on is bring a client out of denial that they've got any kind of a health problem when they do, because there's no compliance, and it's the same for the civilization it is for an individual. If an individual or civilization is in willful ignorance of a problem, and so entrenched in you might say the victim dictum of, you know, the problem being normal, there's you know, that's half of the solution is always identifying the problem and being in the problem for global civilization right now is we have these breakthrough quantum technologies and people identify so much with the status quo, the way things are, the way things have been, as if that's the way things are going to be. A lot of people just aren't part of the problem rather than part of the solution, you might say. So this is for the individuals listening now or in the future who are really want to be or are already cultural creatives. They're part of the solution. They want to be, they have been, and that's the pure intent. So another third factor of this quantum reality that we're beginning to see, and I'm featuring on the website, is the understanding of quantum computing. Now, some of you may have heard about quantum computing or the term quantum computing and read articles about it, but most of what's out there is really what I call a kind of a bastardized version of quantum computing. And to really understand quantum computing, you have to come to an understanding of how basically the brain is a computer. And the quantum field, you might say, in the brain field, the fields between the ears are really a function of the principles I was referring to before. The concept of the holographic universe between the ears is what I refer to as the holodeck, this energy field between the ears that is a function of also heart coherence. And actually the heart frequencies, the magnetics of the heart are like 2,000 times the magnetics of the brain field itself. And so you might say that the electromagnetics of the heart, and again the importance of heart coherence, is that it powers the holodeck between your ears, that holographic field. And this is where we get imagination, and in the field, you know, the field is a combination from left brain to right brain of thought and feeling. And, you know, we are what we think, we become what we thought, we are what we feel, we become what we felt, and we think in images and symbols of an associative feeling. In other words, you can't separate them. Some people are more left brain dominant, they feel what they're thinking, and women tend to be more right brain dominant, and they think with their feelings. But in any regard, you know, there's this field between the ears, the holodeck, and the understanding of quantum computing is really engaging that holodeck, engaging the processes of consciousness from the upper brain to the lower brain, from the left brain to the right brain, from the forebrain foresight to the rear brain hindsight. These are like three dimensions that can be referenced with heartware, not only in frequency but in form. And I'm talking about a 3D axis form, like an XYZ coordinate axis with three numbers in sequence dividing a dot within that cube, you might say a dot within the holodeck, and that would be the form of a response, you know, to a video you're watching, or even like if you're listening to the show and you wanted to give real-time feedback, not with a Twitter feed, but with three numbers in sequence on the alphanumeric keyboard in your computer would create a dot in the cube. And those three dimensions would correspond, again, from upper brain to lower brain. If your first impression of what I'm saying at any one moment is above you or below you, then you'd put a 1. But if it was centered and connected and balanced, you'd put a 1 plus you'd put a 0, which represents integration or oneness with what I was saying. But if you're saying I'm too dense, dimwit, you know, too dark, because you're brighter, more authoritative, sophisticated, whatever, you know, 1 So the idea of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, you know, 0 towards the center. The 1 is referencing, is on the end of the scale, referencing polarization or a sense of separation. And the second scale, like the second number in sequence, would be like from left brain to right brain. You know, you get linear, logical left brain, like Dr. Spock in the extreme. You know, on the Star Trek show, Spock is, you know, the intellectual, you know, all mind. And Scotty, you know, who runs the engines, you know, the Scott, he's more emotional, and he gets very emotional. Of course, all of us, when we get more emotional, we tend to get less reasonable. Or if we get too intellectual or compartmentalized in our left brain, we tend to dissociate from holistic warm feelings, you might say. So the balance of it would be just like yellow and green are balanced in angstrom units right in the middle of the color spectrum. The balance, you might say, would be the captain, you know, who, you know, negotiates between Spock and Scotty as far as whether we go into warp drive or not. And warp drive at this point in cosmic history is really quantum science, because quantum science is, of course, how, you know, the UFOs materialize and dematerialize with dimensional shifts. Now, in that material I sent, one of the links down below, and there's a video, refers to this scientist, and that's the one video in that material I sent. And when you go to the extended information on quantum net reality, you get the full version of what I'm speaking from or addressing as I go through the show. And about halfway down, I believe, two-thirds of the way down, there's this guy, Eric Dollard, and he reveals quantum dimensional secrets about the sun. Now, this guy is a scientist that for years worked at Sonoma University and had technology given by RCA regarding astrophysics, radio astronomy, regarding the sun, and studied the sun and what's going on in the sun. And here is this video of him sitting in the car and saying that the sun is not what we have been told. It's not, you know, mechanistic nuclear explosions going on inside the sun. It is really a dimensional a transformer. And he explains it in a way from his, you know, debunking, you might say, the entire paradigm of mechanistic Newtonian physics, which just is obsolete from the perspective of quantum physics and quantum reality and dimensional reality and vibrational reality. And I included that video. It's kind of the far side for a lot of people listening to it, maybe, but for those who are more scientific oriented and are fascinated with what's going on with you know, the energetics of our electric universe, you know, the quantum universe, there's some real insight in this, what this individual is saying. So I thought that would be valuable. So again, we're talking about quantum physics as well as quantum computing, quantum medicine, quantum energy technologies, and this is all to be considered. You know, put that in your pipe and smoke it, so to speak. So there's three good reasons why it's important to grasp this vision of quantum net reality. And the first reason is what I refer to as enlightened self-interest, which is the incentive of every soul to mature through greater service to the purpose and plan of conscientious eternal progression, you might say, to evolve in the image and likeness of divine love without end, you know, the image and likeness of the God source. However you want to understand the concept of heart coherence or divine love without end. To be that love, to be a higher concept of love that embraces the cosmic order of the universe and the frequencies of holy compassion, or with the frequency of holy compassion, I should say. So that's first reason, enlightened self-interest, to evolve. And the second reason is, at this point in Earth's evolutions, is to prevent the meltdown of global civilization due to, you might say, the paradigm paralysis or normalcy bias or stinking thinking that just can't see real solutions due to identification with systemic problems. In other words, all of us, to a certain extent, you know, identify so much with reality of the world as though that's normal that we can hardly, you know, relate to what's more, you know, what's better until we see it. And some people have got the visualization capabilities to connect the dots, reading about this quantum everything, where they can see the future. And of course, the obvious question comes, you know, in the here and now is, what does it take? You know, what in the world does it take for our social, political, and economic institutions to get with the program? You know, quantum reality, you know, free energy technologies, liberating, you know, liberating power, quantum medicine technologies, liberating health, you know, virtually eliminating all disease on the planet. I mean, I've worked with that technology. I know the capabilities there. We're really in the medical dark ages right now. So, you know, what does it take? And how do we prevent the meltdown of global civilization? This is the second reason why it's important to understand this concept of quantum net reality. And the third reason, if such a meltdown occurs, and a lot of people are saying that this is happening now, the global civilization in many regards, from the economy to the healthcare system to our horse and buggy legislative system, in you know, that we consider, you know, I mean, it's a horse and buggy system of representation when it could be, you know, quantum communications with quantum computing, as I provide links and information on. You know, it's just like, well, you know, what does it take to provide a compelling vision for global metamorphosis that will liberate the power of, you might say, goodwill in our all-connected net reality? So that's the third reason. If a meltdown does occur in global civilization, in all our social, political, economic institutions, for whatever reason, you know, how are we going to basically rebuild or reboot, you know, civilization along more enlightened lines that are, you know, alignment with universal law, cosmic order, cosmic law, regarding quantum net reality. So, this is kind of the concept that I've evolved in the last, actually, several shows on cosmic love and several articles on my HeartCom Network homepage. And for those that read those articles occasionally since the first of the year, I've been referring to, you might say, our quantum connection, how to network for the net worth of a new net reality that liberates and leverages global telecommunications with a quantum connection. Again, this is back to the concept of heartware and heart coherence, an interactive interface that will involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience. Now, when I say conscience with a capital C, I'm referring to quantum consciousness. That's not, you know, only human, I'm only human consciousness. It's quantum conscience in terms of alignment or resonance with source, the field, divine love, God, however you know God, you know, it's like a resonance there. Now, that concept of co-creation with source or, you know, divine love, or God, you know, co-creation, that subject keeps coming up in my writing for the simple reason with that quantum reality is dealing with source field reality. There are laws to the quantum field, the energy field of the universe. And I referenced that in numerous ways. Excuse me. Okay, so you might say there's archetypal dimensions to this quantum reality. You might say, you know, there's a, just like there's archetypal dimensions to the universe. And our reality, when we're looking out at the sky, and all of a sudden we see a UFO materialized, and all of a sudden, you know, and this is a common frequency, it's happening all over the world where these UFOs are materializing and dematerializing, and it's just they do a dimensional shift to where it's beyond our thresholds of we can't see them, you know, whether they're there or not or moved on or wherever. You know, you might say human evolution as far as our space brothers go, that we're at a very primitive stage. And we're right on the threshold, of course, and, you know, realizing that all these technologies that they're using, these quantum technologies, quantum field technologies, are now being unveiled, and they're being unveiled in all kinds of ways and all kinds of tools, like the free energy zero-point technologies, the quantum medicine technologies, quantum computing technologies. I mean, this concept of quantum field, quantum computer technologies, it's been around for decades with very advanced levels, and a lot of the skunk works, Lockheed Martin and other places have worked with this, and you might say black programs or secret programs. And, you know, they've been doing all kinds of stuff, Looking Glass. I've had people on the show that have gone into, they were part of the programs. Brett Stillings was on the show. He was in the quantum space program, you might say, he shared a lot about this. I mean, this is a reality that a lot of people have problems with because they don't hear about it on TV, so they can't believe that it's real. But a lot of people are waking up to, okay, here we are. We are an embodiment at this time. You know, we all got tickets to the big show. We're all here. And, you know, we chose to be here. And it's all, you know, the big show is unfolding. 2014 is a key turning point. I read several articles recently that according to the Mayan calendar, if you adjudicate it with the Gregorian calendar that we had, that what they were talking about happening in 2012 with galactic alignment is actually happening now. Now, I don't know if that's true, and actually there's like a 10-year, 20-year window before this galactic alignment, you know, before and after, where there's surging of the energy in the field, and it's the surging of the energy in the collective consciousness, and people are waking up like never before. And those who really want to understand where this is going, this is what I go into in the rest of the article. I'm going to do a wrap. I want to thank everyone for listening, and you can get more of what I'm talking about, where I'm going with this in the show. So thanks again for listening. Happy trails till we meet again here in a couple weeks. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.